First the violins, then the violas, the cellos, and the double bass. Each instrument gradually fading in to tune to the key of A major. That's a familiar sound for the 65 full-time professional musicians that make up the North Carolina Symphony. This week, the symphony started their Holiday Pops concert tour, making stops in Statesville, Lincolnton, and Wilkesboro. Next Thursday, the orchestra will be in downtown New Bern. David Lewis has played the tuba in the North Carolina Symphony for almost 40 years. He spoke to me from the road Thursday afternoon.
We are in Hickory. We played in High Point Tuesday night, two concerts in Statesville yesterday, two concerts in Lincolnton today.
Lewis is also the tour manager for the symphony. He says every year they log about 14,000 miles on charter buses they use to travel around the state.
We're a group that works together so much and travels together so much. It is really a close-knit community. And I think that's one of the things that keeps the orchestra fresh for all of the people, because we know everybody so well and work together so easily. It makes for a great relationship.
The North Carolina Symphony has been performing across the state since 1932 and is celebrating its 80th season. According to Lewis, this season has been busy. He says the symphony performs 175 shows each year, but New Bern is one of the favorite stops.
Enthusiastic audience, and it's just great people to play for. It's also far enough from Raleigh that we always come down early enough that we have dinner in New Bern, and there are lots of great restaurants. So everybody likes those New Bern trips.
The North Carolina Symphony has made plenty of stops recently in eastern North Carolina, playing for Beaufort County's 300th celebration in September, as well as a Holiday Pops concert in Jacksonville the day after Thanksgiving. Senior Director of Statewide Development, Rob Madry, says the symphony has a lot of support in the eastern part of the state.
And for us to be able to come not only to New Bern, but to other communities in the PRE listening areas, such as Morehead City, Washington, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, who are places we've been to very recently, it is a privilege and an honor to be able to provide a quality orchestra with some of the highest artistic standards that you'd find in any orchestra anywhere in this country to these communities.
The North Carolina Symphony also performs for elementary schools, holding 40 education concerts across the state each year.
We provide a one-hour performance for children in either grades 4 or 5. These one-hour concerts are centered on the theme of what makes music music, and it's a way of introducing the orchestral world, the repertoire, to students of this age.
The first education concert was in 1943. In addition to playing as a full orchestra, Madry says they also teach children the concepts of melody, texture, dynamics, rhythm, and tone by having musicians demonstrate their instruments individually and with the accompaniment of other instruments in the same family.
We hope that many children will be inspired to want to pick up an instrument, whether it's a member of the family, the orchestral family, like a violin or a cello, or perhaps to want to play euphonium in a marching band or clarinet. We are hoping that we will inspire this love of music for years to come just by this one simple introduction into their lives of what orchestral music is.
From generation to generation, classical music from the symphony has continued in North Carolina, but not without challenges. The financial stress during the recent recession caused some symphonies around the nation to shut down. Senior Director of Statewide Development Rob Madry says the North Carolina Symphony was forced to look at ways to reduce expenses and trim spending.
Unfortunately, we asked musicians to take a cut of 5 weeks of work off their schedule in 2009, and we were, because of that sacrifice from the musicians and some salary cuts from the staffing as well, that really significantly helped, but not us to reduce our debt load and the financial crunch that we suffered in 2009.
The North Carolina Symphony is funded by state dollars and donations from individuals, corporate sponsors, and foundation members. They also bring in money from ticket sales. The North Carolina Symphony offers many free concerts throughout the year, including the Summer Pops Concert Series, which made stops in Tarboro, New Bern, and Jacksonville. The Symphony also performed three free concerts on Independence Day. On Thursday, they'll perform in downtown New Bern for their Holiday Pops concert. Madry says the program provides a mix of traditional carols, orchestral work, and the popular Christmas carol sing-along.
It begins with Angels We Have Heard on High, a perennial favorite carol for many folks. But then it bleeds into a piece called March for the Toys from Babes in Toyland. There is a piece that William Henry Curry will conduct that's called Russian Christmas Music, pretty much a collection of Russian carols arranged for orchestra, but I think it's going to bring a smile to many folks' faces, and then the first half ends with selections from the Nutcracker that everybody will know and love.
The Holiday Pops concert takes place next Thursday, December 13th, at 7:30 p.m. at the New Bern Riverfront Convention Center. If you'd like more information, go to publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.